Welcome to NHL Draft Class. I am Adam Kimmelman here, as always, with Mike Morial. Mike, how are things in your end of North America?
We are doing okay, Adam. I know you're into the playoff fever. To Nashville, going back to Vancouver, then back to Nashville. It's been a lot of traveling for you. We're so happy to have you on, though. We can continue the NHL Draft Class. We have a great guest today to talk the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Jean-François Danfous of NHL Central Scouting. But as we all know, Adam, on the horizon next week, May 7th, it's the NHL Draft Lottery.
Yeah, it came out sort of after we finished recording the last episode that the lottery is going to be May 7th. ESPN, Sportsnet, TV Sports in Canada. The San Jose Sharks have the best chance at getting the number one pick. Mike, the lottery, you know, it's always exciting to see where teams are going to end up, what they could potentially do. We saw it last year, the sea change that comes to the Chicago Blackhawks with winning the lottery last year, getting Connor Bedard. Someone's going to get the same chance now with, we assume, Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah, we would think that Macklin Celebrini is going to be the top pick in this draft. Obviously, there are tons of good defensemen in this draft as well. The Sharks have an 18.5% chance of winning the lottery. They have never chosen number one in their history, Adam, so it would be a first. They've picked number two on three occasions, Pat Falloon in 91, Andre Zuzin in 96, and Patrick Marleau in 97. So it's going to be interesting if what the Sharks can do there here. If I would imagine they're going to go Celebrini, but the draft lottery always brings a lot of intrigue. It's held at the NHL Network studios in Secaucus, New Jersey. So we're really looking forward to that to see where these top. Obviously, there's going to be a lottery for the first pick and the second pick, and then we'll see where it rolls from there.
Top 16 teams that missed the playoffs, all the chance at winning number one. San Jose has the best odds, as you said, Mike, followed by Chicago, Anaheim, Columbus, Montreal, and then the Utah. They have the sixth best odds. We will have our post-lottery mock draft after the winning team sees their card flipped over by Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. So something to look forward to. Very exciting time here. And a very exciting guest today as you kind of start seeing if your team is in the lottery, what they could do.
Absolutely. Among the three Canadian Hockey League member leagues, the Quebec Maritimes Junior Hockey League had 31 players ranked among the top 224 listed on Central Scouting's final ranking of North American skaters and four goalies among the 32 listed at that position. We have a great guest to break it all down with us. We welcome in former New Jersey Devils first-round pick in the 97 NHL Draft and current QMJHL evaluator for NHL Central Scouting, Jean-François Danfous. JF, thanks so much for joining us today to talk Quebec Maritimes Junior Hockey.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So I guess for starters, JF, I thought the discussion at the final meetings in April was interesting between Rimouski defenseman Spencer Gill and Chicoutimi forward Maxime Massé. Each player has a chance of going first round. What did Gill do over the second half that gave you that confidence in moving him ahead of Massé in the final rankings, however?
Yeah, it was a kind of a tough decision in the sense that we're comparing like a 6'4" defenseman and a 6'2", you know, potential power forward. So it becomes more of a demand and what teams are looking for at the end of the day. But for me, Gill is the projection. When you look 4, 5, 6 years from now, you're seeing a 6'4" right-handed defenseman who can move the puck really well. There's obviously some parts in his game that need some work. He needs to get stronger, needs to add some physical strength. I think his skating is going to come around when we see that part of his, you know, development come around. But for me, the hockey IQ, the way he manages the puck, the way that he sees his options on breakouts and transition plays, you're looking at a 6'4" puck moving defenseman that are kind of rare in today's hockey. So for me, it was the 5-year projection that kind of put him over the top.
Yeah, and then Chikrinemi's Massey really persevered on a young team. I know that's something we discussed throughout the course of the year. Was really impressive. Number 30 on Central's final rankings. How did you see the 6'2", 186-pound right wing fitting in with an NHL club, maybe some at some point in the future?
Yeah, again, like real good season for Maxim. 36 goals in 67 games, was CHL Rookie of the Year last year. So back to back, really strong seasons. And like you said, he was kind of put in a tough situations with Chicoutimi having a really young roster. They had Dheirouisseau and Massé, like both 17-year-olds, running the first line, first power play for most of the year. And he had to carry the load quite a bit this year, and he did really well. And I believe in the last 20, 25 games of the regular season, Chicoutimi became one of the hottest team, one of the better team, and they came really hot in the playoffs. So it proves that Maxim did more than his part in developing himself and the team as well. But for me, when you're looking at Massé, you're looking at a potential power forward who can score goals. There's obviously value to that, size and scoring ability. Every NHL team is looking at, for those type of things. I think eventually the physical presence, the more gritty part of his game, I think is going to come around. I think at this point of his career, he can somewhat dominate games without really getting involved physically. I think when he hits the pro level, that physical presence, the forecheck, maybe a little bit more aggressiveness in his game is going to really put him over the top.
When I was speaking with him too at Top Prospects, I was impressed with the fact that he really wanted to, and I believe he has, from what you just kind of laid, put forth right there. He took on sort of a leadership role, with Chikudimi as well as an assistant captain this year. So that's something I'm sure clubs, scouts, are really going to take into account at the draft. Number 33, Eric Spetako of St. John, huge player here. JF 6'5", 208, play, he's on left wing, so he's probably got that power game going for him. What have you liked about Eric's this year?
Well, it's a second year in St. John. He's a late birthday. He's a kid that is really intriguing. When you look at the two-way possibility, the versatility in his game, the way that he can score goals, that's back-to-back seasons where he scores close to 25 goals per year. Missed a little bit of time this year with an injury. But when you look at the size, obviously 6'5". His skating came around, quite a bit from last year. So you can see that skating's not going to be an issue. He's going to be the type of player that can forecheck, that can be on top of plays and generate some offense. But I like the projection, for the size, the scoring ability, and a player that I think knows what he is and probably can fit in really well on the third, fourth line at the NHL level. As far as killing penalties with his long reach and stick, he's using his body way more now. So I really like this prospect.
Yeah, 43 points in 49 games this year as well as a power forward type kid. It's been a while, JF, since we've seen a high-end prospect selected early in the draft out of the queue. In fact, Rimouski's Alexis Lafreniere going one to the Rangers in 2020 was the last Q player chosen among the top 10 in the draft. But that same year, Dawson Mercer from Chicoutimi went number 18 to the Devils. And Central had it right that year. Mercer was number 10 on the final rankings that year, the second highest ranked player from the Q, and he's proving how dynamic and dynamite a player he is for the Devils. Now just completed his third season. Why do you think his game has translated so well to the NHL, and has he created kind of a blueprint, maybe JF, for fellow mid-range Q players to follow?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Dawson, for me, the way that he was able to transition from junior hockey to the NHL, the word that comes to mind is versatility. He's the type of player that can kill penalties, play your power play, be really effective 5-on-5, always responsible above puck. So I think I think in the last few drafts, we've seen some of those players in the queue being drafted. Maybe they slipped a little bit in the draft, but I think there's value in them. That same year, we saw Hendrix Lapierre get drafted. I think he's coming around. You saw him in the playoffs for Washington this year, and the way he plays in Hershey in the playoffs. You know, he's one of those guys that I think he's going to come around and have a true impact in the NHL. When you look at, you know, other names, Maverick Bourque was picked number 30 for Dallas in 2020, AHL MVP this year. I think he's going to come around and have an impact in Dallas. So there's a few examples where I think there's some players that, you know, possibly should have been drafted a little higher. But there, you know, some teams got some really good picks, bottom of the first, second round picks. And we can keep going on and on. Like Zachary Lheureux, 48 points this year in 66 games, 197 PIMs, was selected 27th overall by Nashville in 2021. Value pick there for Nashville. And we can go back last year with Ethan Gauthier at number 37. That's a great second round pick for Tampa Bay. Scored over 30 this year. He's going to be one of those that fits in really well for Tampa Bay. As a, you know, middle six possibly that can chip in physically, energy guy. And what about Matthew Catafor? 77 by Vegas last year, scored over 40 this year. He's a candidate for MVP in the queue this year. What a great pick by Vegas at number 77. So, yeah, like examples like Dawson Mercer, I think there's more to come. There's always some really good picks in the queue, second, third, fourth round.
That's always the fun part of this, right? It's nice to project final meetings, the debates, but it's looking 3, 4 years down the road to see how those players actually translate to the NHL game. I find that fascinating, but it's good stuff there. Raul Bralá of Baie-Comeau had a nice season on a team loaded with draft eligible prospects this season. Really nice top prospects game with 2 goals and an assist, and was named player of the game for Team Red. Number 51 on the final list, JF. What impressed you about his game?
Really good production this year. Rookie in the queue, first year in Baie-Comeau, played the BCHL last year. I think he came around this year and produced, even though he had a third line center role, second power play. Like you mentioned, Baie-Comeau kind of is stacked up and is a strong contender to win the whole league this year. But he came in and chipped in. And what I like about him is the puck skill, the creativity. The way that he can create offense, you know, with little space, I think he showed it at the prospect game that he can make those plays. But he's been pretty consistent. I'd say he had a little bit of a dip in the second half, maybe, you know, a little bit tired with his first season in the queue, long schedule. But he's come around and he's playing really well in the playoffs for Baie-Comeau. You know, they made it to the final. They're waiting to see if it's going to be Victoriaville or Drummondville, but real good prospect, good IQ, good puck skill, someone that's going to keep producing in the queue for the next couple of years.
Thomas Lavoie of Cape Breton, right-handed D, goes about 6'3", 215, number 57 on Central's final list. Looks to have a nice big shot from the point. What have you liked, and where would he add value to a team in the draft?
Yeah, I think he's one of those. You know, teams are looking for those right-handed, big, solid defensemen that can be responsible in their own zone. And there's value to those type of players. And I think Lavoie is one of those. He's big. He's mobile. He can play really well in his own zone. He's improved a lot from his 16-year-old season to this year's, you know, his draft year. I'd say he had an up-and-down season. Sometimes you looked at him and you wanted a little bit more, but he stepped up really, you know, in a big way in the playoffs for Cape Breton. They had a little bit of a run. They lost to Baie-Comeau recently, but he played a big role for them, got involved a little bit more physically. He played that rough style that I think we were looking for a little bit more from him. So, you know, his game is maturing. He's getting to where teams were projecting he would be. But yeah, he would fit in really well in a few years, for, you know, a big guy that can kill penalties, block shots, really mobile, can play his one-on-one, really well. So yeah, there's value in this player for sure.
Alexis Bernier of Baie-Comeau, another right-handed D, 6'1", 189. I know his dad, David, played 5 seasons in the league from 93 to 99. A responsible-looking two-way defender, right, JF, so, with some offensive upside to his game. Number 62 on Central's list. How has Alexis's game progressed throughout the season?
Really well. Honestly, it's someone that we had on the radar early on, but I never expected him to reach that level of play that he's achieved. And it's hard to come up with anything in his game that you don't like. He's mobile, he's tough. He'll step up for teammates, he's responsible in his own zone, he makes a good first pass. No issue with skating and mobility. He's a gamer, Baie-Comeau had a couple injuries on the back end. He stepped up on a top pair, no problem. So, born and raised on the farm, he's got an intriguing story. He's a hard worker, puts in the boots, and he's a well-respected player. And I think, he might go a little higher in the draft because of all the character, and leadership skill that he has.
A couple players I always like to discuss with you and the other scouts, players that were maybe passed over in previous seasons. And one player I've come to appreciate watching the video and some game live game spots was the right-handed center from Baie-Comeau, Matthias Malofsky. Second time through the draft, I think he could be chosen at some point, maybe in the middle rounds this year. Perform well for Czechia at the 24 World Juniors. Do you see him getting selected somewhere, JF, this season based on, how much he has improved this year?
For me, there's no doubt that he should be drafted. The way that he's played this year, the numbers are good. You're looking at 60 points in 53 games, 17 in the playoffs in 13 games. Like you said, 11 points in 7 games of the World Junior. But I think if you draft a kid like Milovsky, you're not picking him only for his offense. It's the ability to play the PK, the ability to shut down the top line. His skating is excellent. His hockey sense is A1, and he's a pass first type player. He's always on the ice looking for his teammates, trying to set them up. And sometimes I wish he'd shoot a little bit more because he does have a really good shot. But he's that type of player that creates so many things on the ice by being responsible. And he's a key player for Baie-Comeau right now. I think he's the go-to guy for Baie-Comeau. And if they're going to go and win a championship, he's going to be a big part of it.
JF, is there any player from the queue we didn't discuss who you feel could become a solid contributor to an NHL team someday with the proper development?
Yeah, there's a couple names that comes to mind, and obviously Justin Poirier is one of them. And he's 5'7". It's the only reason that he's lower on our list. I think he's around the 80 mark on our list. But you're talking about a 51 goal scorer. He's the first 50 goal scorer in the queue for a 17-year-old since Sidney Crosby. He's produced at every level. He's a pure goal scorer. He did it last year. He's done it at the U18 level. He's on a wreck right now in the playoffs. He's on his 13th playoff game. He's got 17 goals in 13 games. And with that said, he's 11 days away from being only eligible in 2025 draft. So when you look at that and you're thinking like if it's working out for kids like Benson and players like Marchessault and Stankoven and Caulfield, like I know like Justin skating is maybe a factor in the whole picture. I think he needs to improve his skating a little bit, but you can't deny the scoring ability that he has. So I think we have to respect the fact that this kid has talent. This kid has something to sell. And, goal scoring at the NHL comes at a premium. And I think, a team might step up for a kid like him. And there's the second name that comes to mind is Gabe Smith, big power forward, 6'4" in Moncton. Numbers are low, 23 points in 54 games. But if you go for a kid like Gabe Smith, you're looking at the projection as well. He's big, he's strong. His skating has come around from his underage season. I could see this kid at 19 years old, score 25, 30 in this league, being a a power forward that finishes every check possible. And when you look at what teams are looking for in the playoffs right now in the NHL, it's that type of style of play. So I think he could be, a fourth, fifth round pick. And looking in a few years, we might say he was a great gamble.
JF Danfus, thanks for all your hard work this year in evaluating players from the Q. Not an easy region to follow due to the unpredictable weather conditions. I know that, but you always get it done. Appreciate you joining us on NHL Draft Class this week.
Thanks for the invite.
Some great stuff there, as always, from JF Danfus. Adam, he certainly has, what he's able to do in the Quebec League for so many years now for Central Scouting has been outstanding. Obviously some great discussion there on a lot of the top players and some of the dark horse candidates. And the player, there were two players that kind of like stuck out to me that he was speaking of. First, Matias Mohlovský, the kid, from the Maritimes, who's probably looks like he's going to go mid to range. And he was passed over in the draft last year, made that transition from Czechia, in 22-23 when he was ranked number 121 for the 2023 draft, had 11 points and averaged 18-18 of ice time in 7 games for Czechia at that 24 World Juniors. And this year he's number 80, comes in at number 80 on the final list. So he certainly made that jump. He showed a vast improvement. And as JF pointed out, fairly easy player to project in that he can play a role at the NHL level. And if it's not in the top six, it's bottom six because he can work the power play. He can kill penalties. Excellent skater, good vision. He mentioned that he's that pass first type of guy, but will finish once in a while. But he's a playmaker at the base. So does a lot of things really well that you got to think a team's going to want to step up for him at the 24 NHL draft. And the other player, I thought it was kind of interesting when I asked JF about some of the players, maybe those dark horse candidates that we didn't discuss individually. And he mentioned Bycomo right wing, Justin Poirier, goes 5'7", 185. But of course, JF said that, it's that 5'7" that maybe has, NHL GMs worried. But 82 points, 51 goals, and 68 regular season games, basically doubling his output in both categories over last season as a rookie, has really come on strong in the Q playoffs, as JF mentioned, in 13 games, has 17 goals, 25 points. He leads the entire league in those categories in the playoffs. So it's amazing the long list of accomplishments this kid has on his resume as far as records go as well. But number, 82 on the list, JF pointed out he's a goal scorer, extremely hard worker. I think Adam and Poirier, I see a future Alex DeBrincat. So those were two players that I'm looking forward to see where they fall in this draft. How about you?
Yeah, I'm looking more at the top, and I found it interesting that the top two Q guys, defenseman Spencer Gill from Rimouski and forward Maxim Messier from Chicoutimi, 29 and 30. So they're two very different players. One's a 6'4" defenseman, the other's a little bit more of a smaller forward. Gill's 29, Massey's 30, but it seems like it could be kind of interchangeable, and it's going to be, what does a team want? Do you want that big, rangy defenseman with some offensive upside? We had 46 points in 12 goals in 65 games this season, but he's got to put on some weight. He's got to get stronger at 6'3" and 185 pounds. So you figure he's going to fill out if he can get to maybe 6'4", 200. It's not a bad idea to add to your blue line, maybe as a in a second pair role versus Maxim Messier, one of, if not Chicoutimi's best player as a 17-year-old. He got hot at the right time, helped them get into the playoffs, and he's done a really nice job there. What does a team want? How do you project moving forward? So that's going to be really interesting to me. The Q, as far as producing high-end talent, maybe it hasn't been quite there the last couple of years, but you look at those two guys and maybe they sort of reset the mold a little bit, and teams maybe see that potential, reach a little bit, take them a little bit higher, maybe than 29-30 in the first round.
Yeah, it was interesting because JF did mention, Gill, Massey, and Mateko are all in that range. And even though Mateko is a projected, second round candidate at number 33 on Central Scouting's final list, JF and the rest of the crew there at Central during those discussions, during the debate, said that those three Q players could kind of fallen any which way in the draft. So that's what's going to make it really interesting. But it was great stuff today with JF. Adam, there's a lot more to look forward to on NHL draft class as well. We'll have our draft lottery mock draft discussion of the 16 non-playoff teams. The draft lottery, as you mentioned at the top, May 7th, which is always fun. So we'll continue our lead up to the NHL draft in Vegas with in-depth reviews of each region with evaluators from NHL Central Scouting, and also preview the upcoming NHL Scouting Combine slated from June 3rd to the 8th in Buffalo.
And you can check out some of our previous episodes. We had Al Jensen on last time to talk about goalies. We had Dan Marr, the director of Central Scouting, to just talk about the overall rankings, how it came together, guys that popped for him. So that was really interesting stuff. Definitely go back and listen to those. We've had some of the top players on: Artem Levchinov, the defenseman from Michigan State; TJ Ginla from Cologne, the son of Jerome Ginla. We're going to have a lot more as we go forward. Players, Mike mentioned some of the great scouts, but for now, NHL draft class is dismissed.